From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for March 11, 2014. What's the early word on the 2014 Texas cotton crop? Tuesday, I talked with Dr. Galen Morgan, AgriLife Extension Statewide Cotton Specialist, College Station.
At this time? Robert,
I think it's going to follow fairly closely to the trend that we thought that it would earlier, which is the fact that cotton acres would be up in Texas. And as far as that goes, I think most of the Southwest, including, you know, Oklahoma and Kansas. And part of that is, and the corn prices still haven't really rebounded. And then actually cotton prices have inched up even the past, you know, couple months. So I think we're going to see, you know, double-digit increases in cotton acres in Texas.
Double digits from 2013?
Correct. Double digits from 2013. And, you know, according to the National Cotton Council, their predictions put us at, you know, 6.5 million acres in Texas.
About what we had in 2012.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think that would be my guess if I were guessing today. We're going to be close to that mark. Seven was high because prices were really high. And in 2013, we were at about 5.8 million acres. We're going through some pretty big acreage swings, you know, double-digit acre swings, really, from one year to the next, depending on price of cotton prices versus sorghum prices and soil moisture situations, too. You know, as far as planting goes, they actually started in the valley a couple weeks ago, and then this cold front slowed them down again. And then now they've gotten another some more rain, so they're actually they're in really good situation as far as soil moisture goes, which will delay planting a little bit, but if they have soil moisture, that's a good thing.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.